Let us begin our service. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, whose steadfast love is everlasting, whose faithfulness endures from generation to generation.
Amen.
Amen. Trusting in the mercy of God, let us confess our sin. Reconciling God, we confess that we do not trust your abundance, and we deny your presence in our lives. We place our hope in ourselves and rely on our own efforts. We fail to believe that you provide enough for all. We abuse your good creation for our own benefit. We fear difference and do not welcome others as you have welcomed us. We sin in thought, word, and deed. By your grace, forgive us. Through your love, renew us. And in your spirit, lead us, so that we may live and serve you in newness of life. Amen. Beloved of God, by the radical abundance of divine mercy, we have peace with God through Christ Jesus, through whom we have obtained grace upon grace. Our sins are forgiven. Let us live now in hope, for hope does not disappoint, because God's love has been poured into our hearts. In el nombre del Padre, y del Hijo, y del Espíritu Santo.
Amen. Amen.
Our opening hymn is, O Sing to God Above. La gracia de nuestro Señor Jesucristo, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, el amor de Dios, the love of God, y la comunión del Espíritu Santo sean con todos ustedes, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you, y también contigo.
And now let us pray together.
You are great, O God. And greatly to be praised.
You have made us for yourself, and our hearts are restless until they rest in you. Grant that we may believe in you, call upon you, know you, and serve you. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. We now turn our hearts and our minds to Scripture.
A reading from Zechariah. Shout and cheer, daughter Zion. Raise the roof, daughter Jerusalem. Your king is coming, a king who makes all things right. A humble king, riding on a donkey, a mere colt, the foal of a donkey. I've had it with war. No more chariots in Ephraim. No more war horses in Jerusalem. No more swords and spears, bows and arrows. He will offer peace to the nations, a peaceful rule worldwide. From the four winds to the seven seas. And you, because of my blood covenant with you, I release your prisoners from their hopeless cells. Come home, hope-filled prisoners. This very day, I'm declaring a double bonus. Everything you lost, returned twice over. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. It's now time for our children's sermon, so I'll ask the parents or the kids to unmute themselves so we can have our little talk this morning. How is everyone this morning? I see Stella and Hannah and Vinny. Hi, kids. There's Hannah. So today, we are talking about a yoke. Any of you know what a yoke is? Let's see. Let me ask my sidekicks over here. What's a yoke? The center of an egg, right? See that yellow in there and that egg? That's what a yoke is. But we're not talking about that kind of yoke, even though you're right, that's what a yoke is. We're talking about this kind of a yoke. Any idea what that is? Let's see, puppy, any idea what this is?
To plow the fields.
Oh, puppy's not a farmer, but he knows. What goes in here? He said it's something to plow the fields. What do you think goes in those? It's a smaller version, but any idea what might go in there? Yeah, look, there we go. See those animals? To plow the fields, they're the workers. So this part right here that's holding them is a yoke. So it's not just an egg when we talk about a yoke, but this is what's used on the farm to make the animals stay in line. Now, you see this right here? This is my collar. This, some may say, is a yoke. It's to remind me that my job is to be your pastor. And as your pastor, my job is to teach you about Jesus. So I wear this collar to remind me that I am to teach you always about Jesus and how Jesus loves you. Now, you kids don't yet have a job. You're not pastors. You can't work in a supermarket or you can't teach, but you can actually teach people. The yoke that you have around you, like these animals have, is what? God's love, right? You have Jesus there with you. So your job, even though you are young, your job is to teach others about Jesus. Just like I teach you, you go and teach others that God loves them and cares for them, that if they're having any troubles, they can pray to Jesus, and Jesus is there for them. So remember, when someone talks about a yoke, they may not just be talking about the yolk in an egg, but a yoke that is used for animals, but Jesus refers to it as his yoke, and his yoke is easy and helpful because he gives us his love. May you remember that always, that Jesus is with you, around you, all over, within you, above you, beneath you, and in you. Help share his love with the world. Let us pray. Dear God, thank you for Jesus.
Thank you for Jesus.
For yolks. Both the yellow and the egg. And that used to help animals. Especially we thank you. For the yoke of Jesus. His love.
And his peace.
Help us always.
To share that.
With the entire world.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. Thanks, kids. The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 11th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus spoke to the crowd, saying, "To what will I compare this generation? It is like children sitting in the marketplaces and calling to one another. We played the flute for you, and you did not dance. We wailed, and you did not mourn. For John came neither eating nor drinking, and they say, 'He has a demon.' The Son of Man came eating and drinking, and they say, look, a glutton and a drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners. Yet wisdom is vindicated by her deeds. At that time, Jesus said, I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and the intelligent and revealed them to infants. Yes, Father, for such was your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Come to me, all you that are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Grace and peace to you from God, our Creator, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Come to me, all you that are weary and carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. What wonderful words of Jesus. Words that are often used at funerals. When people are weary, Jesus comes and gives them rest. Jesus brings peace. And as I reflected on this passage for today, I was reminded of John Coffey from the movie The Green Mile. It's a movie that came out in 1999, so it's been over 20 years that it came out. John is an African-American on death row for crimes he didn't commit, and Paul, who is played by Tom Hanks, is his correctional officer. And in this clip that I'm about to show you is where John admits to Paul that he is tired. I know the volume was a little low, but what John was saying is that he was tired. He said, I'm tired, boss. Mostly I'm tired of people being ugly to each other. Tired of all the pain he felt and heard in the world every day. There's too much of it, he said. And Paul, the correctional officer, understands his pain. He understands why John is tired. For Paul, too, is tired after all. And right now, all of us are tired. We're tired of the state of affairs in the world, tired of people being ugly to one another, pitting one against the other, us against them. Lately, it's Republicans versus Democrats, those who wear masks and those who choose not to because they feel it is their right. Those who are godly and those who are heathens, those who know the threat of the coronavirus and those who think it's being blown out of proportion, those who think we can just go back to normal and those who say we can't, those who say Black Lives Matter and those who get offended by that phrase. There is too much pain, too much division among us, so we are tired. We are still in this world, and it feels as if our rest will never come. It feels as if these divisions are what will win out. So Jesus comes to us, just as he came to his disciples long ago, and he says, "Come to me, all of you who are weary and carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest." Jesus gives us rest, not just in the life to come, but something that now, he gives us now in this life. Jesus comes to us and he brings us peace, the kind of peace that only he can give. So take a moment and feel that peace, to feel the calming presence of Jesus in your lives right now, even in the midst of all this hatred and division, even in the midst of your tiredness and your weariness. We breathe in the name of the Father. And we breathe in the name of the Son. And we breathe in the name of the Holy Spirit. We breathe, respiramos, en el nombre del Padre. Respiramos en el nombre del Hijo. Respiramos en el nombre del Espíritu Santo. We breathe. Respiramos. And in that breath, we then hear how Jesus tells us to be kind, to be the ones to stop the fighting, to stop being ugly to one another, to admit our wrongdoings and look for another way, the way of Jesus, the way of rest, the way of peace. Yes, we are tired, just like John Coffey was tired. But Jesus shows us that it's about caring for one another, speaking out when things are wrong, but also turning the other cheek when necessary. Jesus gives us another way, a way that doesn't end in divisions, us versus them, you versus me, but ends in love, in togetherness, in we. On this weekend, when we celebrate our independence, we also celebrate our interdependence, the need to be with one another, the way of Jesus, the way of peace, justice, and truth. Remember, Jesus says, "Come to me, all you that are weary and carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest." May we be the bearers of this good news to ourselves and to the world. We are tired, but thanks be to God that Jesus is with us, among us, breathing in us the gift of the Holy Spirit. Que así sea. Amen.
Amen.
Our hymn of the day is "I Heard the Voice of Jesus Say."
I heard the voice of Jesus say.
Amen. We now offer up our prayers to God. Remember that there will be a time where you may unmute yourselves and lift up your prayers for all to hear.
Called in unity with one another and the whole creation, let us pray for our shared world. We pray for the church. Sustain us as we share your word. Embrace us as we struggle to find our common grounds. Lift up leaders with powerful and prophetic voices. Free us from stagnant faith. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
We pray for the well-being of creation. Protect the air, water, and land from abuse and pollution. Free us from apathy in our care of creation and direct us towards sustainable living. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
We pray for the nations, especially the United States and Canada, celebrating their nationhood. Guide leaders in developing just policies and guide difficult conversations. Free us from patriotism that hinders relationship building. Lead us to expansive love for our neighbor. Hear us, our God.
Your mercy is great.
We pray for all who are sick or suffering. Bring relief to all afflicted with the coronavirus and all those isolated or alone. Strengthen caregivers, health workers, and all those whose work ensures the safety and well-being of others. Console, heal, and nourish all in need this day, especially those we name before you. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
We pray for this congregation. Bless pastors, deacons, and congregational leaders. Energize children's ministry volunteers, church administrators, and those who help us be church even while not in the building. Shine in our hearts that we might notice the ways your love transforms our lives. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
For what else shall we pray? At this time, you can unmute yourselves to be able to offer up your prayers for all to hear.
For all those not worshiping with us today.
Yes, Lord.
For all prisoners and refugees and people who long for freedom.
Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
We give thanks for those who've died in faith. Welcome them into your eternal rest and comfort us in our grief until we are joined with them in new life. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Receive these prayers, O God, and those too deep for words, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen. Amen.
At this time, you may get your offering ready to mail to Christ or go to our website, ChristLutheranRDG.org, and donate from our homepage via Venmo or PayPal. Please note that your offering helps us continue to serve our neighbors. Amen. And now together let us pray. Merciful God, our ordinary gifts seem small for such a celebration, but you make of them an abundance, just as you do with our lives. Give us strength for service in your name, through the hope of the risen Christ. Amen. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Our closing hymn is Alleluia, We Sing Your Praises. Joy and peace in believing, so that we may be disciples of Christ within our community and beyond, through the gift of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The God of all grace bless us now and forever. En el nombre del Padre, y del Hijo, y del Espíritu Santo.
Amen.
Go forth into the world to serve God with gladness. Be of good courage. Hold fast to that which is good. Render to no one evil for evil. Strengthen the faint-hearted. Support the weak. Help the afflicted. Honor all people. Love and serve God, rejoicing in the power of the Holy Spirit. Thanks be to God. Gracias al Señor. Amen.
Amen.